At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for Thursday. It's the 29th day of November for 2018. Well, at a heated, emotional meeting, the Amador County School Board voted to approve layoffs for a number of non-teaching positions. In front of a large crowd of teachers and parents of students, the school board voted unanimously to lay off 3 part-time and 3 full-time maintenance workers, as well as 8 part-time kindergarten teacher aides. The original board resolution called for the employees to be laid off in January after a required 60-day notification period. But following a public comment period that saw numerous teachers and parents making impassioned pleas on behalf of the teachers' aides, the board voted to delay layoffs for those 8 positions until the end of the school year. The original proposed layoffs would have saved the school district $150,000. It's uncertain what the fiscal impact of the delayed layoffs for the teachers' aides will mean. Layoffs come as part of a general belt tightening the school district has undergone in the face of depleted financial reserves. As part of an effort to meet state approval of its budget, the district has stopped filling positions that opened due to attrition, canceled all non-required training and conferences, and eliminated 2 management positions, including director of maintenance. Staff also reported that teacher layoffs may be necessary and would be first considered come March.
The Calaveras Enterprise reporting this morning, Calaveras CAO Timothy Lutz has resigned. According to the story, an official with the county administrative office confirmed Lutz has stepped down. Now, Lutz is on vacation until Monday, December 3rd, but it's unclear whether or not the position is currently vacant or if he's officially resigned. The county has officially released no further info. The next board meeting will take place December 4th, although it is currently unknown how or whether the resignation will be addressed. Lutz took office in March of 2017, starting duty officially April 1st of that year. His tenure came during the continuation of the Butte fire recovery, as well as the ban of commercial marijuana cultivation enacted by the board earlier this year. Lutz was unavailable for comment.
And the Bureau of Land Management Motherlode Field Office is lifting its emergency restrictions at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on approximately 230,000 acres of public land due to reduced wild land fire potential. This action will reopen target shooting on public lands in all portions of 14 central California counties as well. The easing of fire restrictions apply to public lands managed by the Motherlode Field Office in the Sierra Nevada foothills, which includes Amador, Calaveras, El Dorado, and Tuolumne counties. The lifting of restrictions also affects BLM recreation areas along the American, McCollumne, and Tuolumne rivers. Fire restrictions were originally initiated on May 25th. Now, again, the public is reminded to remain cautious on public lands to prevent a wildfire. And for more information, visit readyforwildfire.org.
And CHP encouraging everyone to use extra caution on the roads over the coming days due to foothill rain and high country snow. CHP reminds foothill drivers most accidents result in driving too fast. So the first and foremost tip, just slow down. It's a simple matter of physics. Your vehicle can't stop as fast or turn as accurately on wet or icy pavement. Prepare for potential inclement weather by leaving early and allowing plenty of time to get where you're going. Also, make sure your gas tank is full. Leave ample distance between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead of you. And if you plan on going to the high country, you'll need to bring tire chains or travel in a four-wheel drive vehicle. Always bring warm, waterproof clothes, flares, flashlights, batteries, drinking water, and snacks.
And the Arc of Amador and Calaveras will hold its 47th annual holiday raffle in conjunction with Arc Creations Art Show and Sale this Saturday. The artwork at this, the 13th annual Arc Creations Art Show and Sale, are created by members of the Arc. This event is also a premier shopping opportunity for everyone looking for quality, one-of-a-kind gifts. There will also be a large array of prizes in the raffle, from sporting event tickets and sports memorabilia to wine and wine tasting tours, wall art, gift baskets, and more. The grand prize is a two-night stay, dinner, breakfast included, and free play at the Carson Valley Inn. Raffle tickets are available, $5 each, 5 for 20. Again, you need not be present to win. You can call the Ark right now and purchase tickets. Free refreshments and cookies will be served throughout the event. The Ark, by the way, provides quality programs and service to over 200 people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our area. Ark Creations, set for this Saturday, 9:30 to 1:30. The raffle running throughout the day as well at the Ark Amador Campus, 75 Academy Drive, Sutter Creek. Give them a call or visit their website, the Ark website, for more details. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Also, if you would like to watch the Amador County School Board meeting last night in its entirety, you can go to the KVGC Facebook page as well.